We're live from your neighborhood. It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I think I'm easily about 8 months behind on congratulating you in person, Mayor DiMartino. But congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, Derby's mayor. Finally meeting you in person. You were in my news, though. I promise you. I was following along with your campaigning, and we talked about it on ICC. But it's nice to meet you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and you are a Valley native. You're a Valley guy.
Derby my whole life, basically, since third grade. Married my high school sweetheart.
Oh, stop it. I love it.
We've been together 39 years, married 34.
Wow.
Four daughters, two grandsons. Worked at Derby Public Works for 34 years, retired 2 years ago.
Wow.
And coached Derby softball, Derby wrestling, and Derby basketball for over 30 years.
Wow. Yeah, God bless this guy. He coached D, who's outside right now, and I could say it now because she won't get mad at me, but you coached D. That's wild. How'd that go? You survived.
Yeah, well.
That's amazing.
Sometimes a little rough, but she's
yeah,
a great kid.
She's the best. She's one of my best friends. Yep. I adore her.
Full of energy.
She is. Yes, she's like me. She doesn't need the coffee. She's just, you know, she can knock this whole building down. But we're not going to do that. I promise, Pete. I promise I'm not knocking your – I told him at 6 o'clock this morning I will not knock the Valley Diner down. But that's why I haven't had any coffee, right? I mean, that's what we've decided on, Pete. No coffee. No coffee for me, no. Nor D. She doesn't need it either. I think it's amazing to finally meet you, and I love it's very clear that Derby and the surrounding community means so much to you. Why?
You know, just growing up here, you know, as a young kid and seeing the Derby pride, you know, I'm big on Derby pride, and you know, going through the school system and through the athletics, I played all three sports up until my high school season, and then I concentrated on wrestling. I was a 1985 state champ at Derby High School for wrestling.
Oh, so. Wow. I didn't know I was in the midst of... Okay, now I already was worried about meeting the mayor. I didn't realize I had a state champ.
Myself, but,
no, I think that's very cool.
But,
yes.
You know, just being taught by the coaches that I had and the teachers that I had, they were all from Derby. Like, so it was very homegrown. And everybody, you know, you cared about the community and you cared about, you know, what went on in the community. And it just kind of stayed with me.
Mm.
You know, what got me into politics, too, was, you know, my very good friend Mark Garofalo, who was a mayor 20 years ago, my classmate, you know, I kind of watched him go through the process of becoming a mayor and said to myself one day, maybe I'd like to get involved and maybe become mayor one day.
Wow.
You know, and then I did. I became an alderman, and I was an alderman for 12 years. And that's when I finally said, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot.
I think it's amazing. And, you know, it's. I'm also noticing that you all went to school together. Like Steve, who was just here from the Arts Council, you're like, oh, yeah, we've known each other since third grade. A lot of you stuck around. Right. But I think that's so cool that a lot of you stuck around. That's not a norm.
It doesn't happen. Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot. But, again, I love this. I love Derby. I'm a Derby guy, you know what I mean? And now I'm in a position where I could try to make this a better place for everybody and to try to make, you know, keep that tradition going on, you know, that I learned growing up as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have with us Derby Mayor Joe DiMartino, and I'm not going to lie to you. My listeners, it's one of the things that they, I think, appreciate is that I'm a pretty transparent person. When you walked into office, it was a little bit of a mess. I mean, it was not an easy, I would think, transition to become the mayor of Derby. Why did you want to take that on, and where do you think we are now since you entered office?
So, yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah.
And we certainly had a lot to do right in the beginning. I wanted to fix the mess. I wanted to get Derby back on stable ground. That was my key, my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple of weeks, Derby hadn't had a finance director in 2 years. And within a couple of weeks, I had a guy in there, Brian Hall, his name is, and now he's a permanent employee of Derby. He was like finding a needle in a haystack. He's so good. He's so good with the numbers. He's so good with the finances. We got so lucky to get him. And he's just made such a tremendous difference watching all the numbers and watching the city's finances.
Sure.
It just, I don't know how you can run the city without a finance director. Mind-boggling sometimes.
Mm.
The other thing, we didn't have a tax collector. So
what?
We didn't have a tax collector.
What do you mean you didn't have a tax collector in a city?
For 3 years.
How did you guys make sure you got taxes?
Well, I mean, we had...
Wait, this is news to me. You didn't have a...
we had people working... There was people working in the tax office, but not a tax collector. So now we have a tax collector.
Oh, that's good.
She's doing a great, you know, she's doing a great job.
And, Thank God.
And we've actually, she's been with Derby now for maybe 3 months, and we've collected probably almost $150,000 in back taxes she's gotten in so
far. Wow.
So, you know, we're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, well, and trying to keep, I would think, kind of a fiscal responsibility, if you will, because, again, I think one of the cool things about what I've learned so far just in the couple of hours we've been doing this show today is that there is something very unique about the Valley. There is something very, I'd say, community-based about the cities that are here. And I love even what you were saying, which is that you've got generations of people who are, you know, pouring into the next generation and making them want to stay and keep giving back. But if we can't keep fiscal responsibility in place, who's going to be able to stay in a place like Derby or Ansonia or Shelton? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's wild.
You know, it's a tough situation in Derby because we did have to raise the mill rate.
Sure.
Quite a bit this past year. And because we're left with a $3 million deficit.
That's wild.
But we have the budget's in a good place right now. We're going to have a balanced budget and no more deficits. So.
That's very exciting. Let's talk about what are some things you're excited about. I know you haven't even made it the full year of your first term in office, but what would you say are some future endeavors you're excited about? Maybe some, you know, upcoming news you'd like to share?
Well, I mean, listen, my goal is to help the residents of Derby. So I'm there full time. The previous mayor was not there full time. So I'm there. I get in 8:30 in the morning. I'm there till the end of the day. And I want to be available to the residents. So when the residents come in and they have a problem, I want to be able to listen to their problem and then try to help them fix their problem. I brought in a great public works director, Mike Canary, who I worked with at Public Works for over 30 years. There's probably not a day that it goes on that I don't call him and say, Mike, we got an issue. Can we take care of it? And it's done the next day. And that's what the people want to see. That's what this, you know, so more customer service type to the residents. That's what I'm big on. I had a couple come in at 4:30 in the afternoon one day and very upset with something. And I brought them to my office and I listened to them and had the problem fixed in a day.
That's amazing.
And they were like, they were blown away by it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of style I have with being a mayor. And that's what I want to do for the residents.
That's amazing. So if people wanted to contact your office, what is the best way to reach
you? Call City Hall, and I have Pam Happy's my administrative assistant.
And she actually is very happy. Fantastic. I love Pam Happy.
She's the best.
I love her. I love her name, and I love her. She literally embodies her last name. She is happy.
She is so good at what she does.
She's great.
She keeps me in line, and she has my schedule set every day for me.
We love
so
that.
So I know what I'm doing. So
nice job, Pam.
I'd be lost without her.
I love that. That's beautiful. Well, I am so glad, Mayor DiMartino, that we finally got to connect, and I hope you won't be a stranger on WACC.
I'd love to come on anytime you want me.
Perfect. I can't wait. And now that I have Pam Happy on my speed dial, I can find you now.
There you go.
All the time. I love it. Thank you so much, Mayor. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Again, Derby's Mayor, Joan DiMartino, here on WACC.